Wealth is a mindset. I created this podcast because you can't learn something that you don't talk about. Wealth Chats is where the money conversations happen with no shame. Level up your financial literacy game with our weekly Wealth Chats.
Welcome back, 99% Tribe. Today's lesson is focus on your strengths. The first time I heard this was from Gary V, Gary Vaynerchuk, whom I've met and I consider a mentor. Here's the thing, we're always taught to look at where we can improve. And most likely, 90% of the time, that is going to be our weaknesses. We always talk about weaknesses, improving your weaknesses. But what if you didn't? What if you did the bare minimum, working on your weaknesses, but instead you double or triple down the effort in your strengths? I want you to think about that. Where would you be? Where would that take you? Here's an example, a personal one that I don't want to say regret because I feel like regret means I wish I could have done something better. And I love my life right now and I'm grateful, which means if I'm grateful now for what I have, I can't have regret for past events. But if I could, this is where it's going. Most of you who've been following know I've been in the crypto game for the last six, seven years. And the thing is, though, when the first big dip happened, I stopped. I basically put my entire crypto portfolio on pause. And the reason I did this was because, number one, I was shit scared and I had noob status as an investor. This big dip happened out of nowhere, or at least to my knowledge at that time, it was out of nowhere and I froze. Being completely new to investing and getting into crypto at that time, I really didn't know how to manage this extreme volatility or what direction I actually wanted to go. Did I want to pull out? Did I want to hold? And two, I was already losing money. Okay, because crypto took this gigantic hit where Bitcoin was down to 5K. I know it's crazy to think about when it's at like 70 today, but it was around 5K. And when I originally invested, it was around 13K. So that means I've already lost half of my money. But here's what I did. So number three, I held strong on my values because despite everything that I was feeling emotionally, which by the way was, I wanted to pull out everything because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm already losing. This is scary. But I had to stop myself and think, you know, I did all the research. I read all the white papers at that time to get a basic understanding of what this crypto blockchain was. And I truly believed in the technology. One of the reasons why I didn't invest that much in Bitcoin and I betted more on Ethereum because of what I read, I thought it would perform better. So despite the noise everywhere from people who were not investing and definitely not investing in crypto, I just held on because my thought was, this is today. I don't know what's going on. The money's already in there. And I really do believe that cryptocurrency and this blockchain technology will be implemented and more widely adopted in the future. So I held on. But the fourth point, I didn't use risk capital. The one that I preach and tell you about. At that time, I used money that I didn't have. I mean, I still made over 1,100%, so over 1,000% return. But it was not the smart thing to do because I was using money I didn't have. Whereas the smart thing to do would have been to use risk capital. So if I were to lose everything, that was okay, because risk capital, remember, is money that I can lose, which is what I'm doing today. But the point of me sharing this with you, and the whole thing of why I set it and forget, is after so many years of stepping away from crypto, I really didn't get back in until earlier this year. And the reason being is all the movement in the crypto markets. When I say I set it and forget it, I didn't even know the price. Sometimes people would say, oh, crypto's going up. Oh, crypto's going down. To me, I was like, you know what? Whatever. That's not what I'm looking at. It's not where my focus is right now. And I just held on. Now that I've actively gotten back into the crypto and blockchain space, there has been so many changes. I'm basically right back down to the bottom. But remember how a few episodes ago I was telling you that knowledge compounds on top of one another? It took me maybe about 2 days total, not even full working days. Like, I spent maybe 1 to 2 hours. So let's call it 5. You know what? Round it up. We'll call it 8 hours. I spent 8 hours, and within a week, week and a half, I have made over 100% return. I am now invested in NFTs and playing Axie Infinity to make money and to have my entire crypto system set up. Because when I talk about leverage, of how you can use money, borrowing money to get more capital, you know, all of those unsexy things you hear of, that is now available in the crypto space. And it is extremely exciting for me because it means I can build an entire engine within the crypto space. I no longer have to use regular money, fiat money. And especially with inflation and everything coming, this is very exciting. So back to my original point, sometimes you have to let go of obsessing over your weaknesses and just double down on your strengths. Yes, I've stepped away for 7 years and it's like a whole new world that I'm stepping into. But because I took the time at the beginning to truly understand what this technology is about, it took me less than 8 hours to step right back in and to build, because everything that I was consuming, everything else that I was learning and reading became so much easier. Because let me tell you something, I sure as hell spent more than 8 hours the very first time I read about this stuff, but I didn't give up. And now we have different things that we're working on within the crypto space, and I'll share that with you. So there are things now like earning to play, meaning you can play games on certain blockchains and they will pay you. This isn't a scam. You can earn money while playing a game now. That is where we're at with technology. 2, you can earn credits and interest. So a lot of what these people are doing now on the different blockchains is that they're trying to create a reserve, much like our Federal Reserve, where it's just holding money. This is what crypto and blockchain is trying to do in their decentralized space. And in order to do that, you need people to put money into it so that it creates liquidity. And one of the ways that they're trying to get you to buy in on this is to pay you for holding your money. So this could be through interest. I would like to think of this as more a high interest savings account, if you will. That's probably the easiest example I can tie it to. And then there is staking, which is similar. They're also holding your money. It's part of a reserve. But those APY percentages are a hell of a lot higher. Here's a difference. Okay, so in the high interest saving account world, you know, with your bank, maybe they'll give you 0.5%, 1.5% APY, if you're lucky. Now, in the crypto space, at the base level, yeah, some coins, it's 0.05, but most of them, if you look, is anywhere between 3, 10, and 12%. That's a lot higher than anything that banks can offer you. Now, in the staking world, that can go up to 7,000 50,000, 80, and 90. We started staking, and the one that we chose has over 90,000 APY. That is a drastic difference from a bank from 0.05 or 0.5, 1% to over 90,000 for what you're earning. Now, if you're someone who still has money that's just sitting in your bank account beyond your emergency fund, you better move fast because it is not staying long. I guarantee you when more people catch wind of it, the APY will drop. It may still be significant. Either way, it is going to be likely 1,000 times more than what any bank can offer you. That is the power behind this technology. No, it is not all scams, even though it might feel like it. And again, you have to be smart, do your own research and everything. This is not financial advice I'm giving. I'm just sharing what we are doing now that we're back in the game. And there are other alternatives too that we can essentially create a loop, such as borrowing against. So instead of, for example, using a credit card and borrowing money that's not yours, I can put in my own money. Say I put in $2,000 and I will get a $1,000 or $500 loan that I need because I am borrowing against my own crypto. And you want to know the best part? If I'm borrowing against my crypto, I can take out that money in cash and make investments such as the stock market, real estate market. So by playing this game and setting up our structure in crypto, we can actually turn it around into real fiat money and make investments there. So I'm reaping rewards on both sides. That, my friends, is why sometimes it's better to triple down on your strengths instead of working on your weaknesses. Until next time, go kick some ass.
This has been Wealth Chats, where the money conversations happen with no shame. Level up your financial literacy game with us each week as we dive deeper into the wealth mindset. Join our free Facebook group as well, Financial Literacy for the 99%. Make sure to like and subscribe for more. Take care.